Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tez Zayin Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, siman Tof Kuf Mem Hei, which deals with Dinei Ksiva B'chol HaMoed, writing on Chol HaMoed. Now, we begin with Sif Aleph on the bottom of Tes Vav Omud Beis. Mechaber writes, Asu Lichto B'chol HaMoed. Person is not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is basically, as we've been learning, the same laws as Yontif with many halachic exceptions, and therefore, Ksiva, which is not allowed to be done on Yontif for Shabbos, is not allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, is the default position. Afilu, this is true, lahagi os achas b'sefer osa, even to go and correct a single letter, let's say, for example, in a Sefer Torah, is still not allowed to be done. Let's understand this by looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. He tells us, l'fisha ein zet zorach hamoed, because it's not necessary for Chol HaMoed. V'lo mikre tzorchei rabim, and it's not called tzorchei rabim, kivan sheyesh lahem sefer acher likros bo, because there's another sefer Torah they can use. And afilu matzotos b'moed, and even if you were to find a mistake on Chol HaMoed, also you're still not allowed to go correct it. And the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds, in Oz Beis, he says, even during the Kriya, tzorch lo tzi acheretz, brings that from the Elie Rabbah. So take out another sefer Torah, don't go correct that one. The issue footnote number one brings down the afi ma sefer ho acher miyuad l'kriyas maftir, and even if the other sefer Torah that they'd have to bring out is for maftir and it's far away, if they want to go and bring out the other sefer Torah, they're going to have to spend a lot of time mishing, they're going to have to spend a lot of time rolling it to the right place. Nevertheless, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, nechshav sheyesh sefer acher. This is called, they have another sefer Torah, and therefore you're not allowed to fix this one. Mutav liglo, better to go and roll the other Sefer Torah, for lo l'sakin b'moed, and not to fix the one that has an error on Chol HaMoed. However, he brings out from the Kaf HaChaim, in regards to Chol HaMoed Sukkis, Shem Irash Nivsal Echod Mishlosha Sifri HaTorah, Hamayodim L'tzorach Simchas Torah, if they were to find that there is not going to be three Sifri Torah for Chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed, they find this out, for Simchas Torah, she is Taknu B'moed, then you can go and fix it on Chol HaMoed. Why? You shouldn't rely upon rolling the Sifri Torah on Simchas Torah, Kivin Sheyesh Vizeh Torah Chatzibur, here you have a large Tzibur and it's a big Tircha, and also the Chasanim, they each, so to say, want to get their own separate Sefer, and this is going to be a diminution of the covet of the Torah, and therefore we don't require you to roll it on Simchas Torah, but you could fix it in this situation on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis, where he writes, Kigon Lassos may raise dalas. You can easily fix it by making a resh into a dalet, by adding on a little bit, over Chiyai Gavno, something simple as that. That you're not allowed to go do. However, Avol lahafrid tevos devukim. But if two letters got somehow connected and you just want to separate them, os shayo rishumo nikar, or a letter that its outline was recognizable and you just want to fill it in, shari lahavir lov kulmas, then you can go and take the pen, the quill, and go and fill it in, the outline. The Sefer Torah shayo chaser tfira b'amudim, and if you have a Sefer Torah that it was missing the stitching that is attaching the different clefts, the different pieces of the Sefer Torah together, yivakshu ish she'elam ayochal, go and ask somebody who doesn't have any food for Yontif, and he should be the one to stitch them together, v'yisperenu, and that will be allowed. The issue footnote number two brings down, v'im hayotzorech limchok es yesera, if you have to go and erase a letter because it was a double letter, they wrote an extra letter by accident, and now you can have a large space over there, and you'd want to go and fill in the letter, that let's say you had two bases by accident, so now you're going to extend the leg of the first base that you didn't erase to fill in some of the space of the second base that you erased. So he brings up in the Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to do that. Rak imein b'zeh mishum ma'isumun, as long as it's not done by a professional, it's just done by a regular person, you'd be allowed to do that. The issue footnote number three brings down, likewise, im sof ha-sefer Torah rosham ha-sofer es-vivos ha-osios, like we do when we dedicate a sefer Torah, so the sofer fills in the outlines of all the letters, and he doesn't color them in, and he lets the people that, quote, are given the honor of writing a letter in the Sefer Torah to go fill them in. So the Kaf HaChaim says, in this situation, that is allowed on Chol HaMoed if they want to use that Sefer on Yontif itself. And the reason is because that's not called the Ma'ase Umah, to just color in the area that's already been outlined. However, Shel Seshuv Shevet HaLevi, he brings down Rav Ozner, that he says, there are those that are matir, but he writes, Yesh L'chalek, Ben Havaras Kulmis Hamuskeris with Iriya Mishnah Berurah, that's different than what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, Lebe Milui Osos with Sefer Torah. He says that there's a distinction between the outer part of the letter, which our Mishnah Berurah said if it was Nikar, you were allowed to go and continue, versus this, we said you can fill in the letter. He says, "Mi lo yaosios b'sefer Torah en klal dio besocha os v'lochein tzarech imun yodayim yosim yasher b'avoros komus." He says to go and just continue going around the edges. That's different than having to actually fill in where there is no ink. Nevertheless, he says, in this regard, if somebody has a yard site, for example, on Hoshana Rabbah, and you want to dedicate the Sefer Torah for that usage, the only way they can do this is if they finish writing in a Chol Hamoed. He says, "Yesh l'smoch al dasa metirim." You can rely upon this, but they should do it b'tzina, not b'fa hesya, not have a big crowd, and it shouldn't look like a zilzul Chol Hamoed. The issue foot number 4 brings down, in regards to doing business with somebody that doesn't have what to eat, we said previously in Simon Tovkuf Lametes, Shemutu Davkim Osekin Letzorach Hasochi, you have to do that for his benefit. Avolim Marim, if you're doing a trick over here and you're really doing it for your benefit, we said it's not allowed. And he says, Issa Schora Imatomatir Zos Yatiru Kol Schora, because if we allow this, then you're basically going to do away with this whole din of not doing business on Chol Hamoed. And he says, from the Prima Gadim, this is the marker over here for the Mishnah Berurah. That's why he says, as long as it's really for somebody that needs it, that's why you'll have to go and ask this poor person who needs it to go and sew it in. Chofetz Chaim, in the Bir HaLoch, Dira Maskul Vafilu Lagia, he brings down that the marker for this din was talking about in the Mishnah dealing with the Sefer Torah. But he says, the MS, the Klal of the Mechaber, implies Af Sefer Acher, not only for a Sefer Torah. For example, if you have Sefer Mikra, Gemara, you have a Chumash, you have a Svarim, a Gemara, and any other Svarim like that, the same dinim apply, unless in Lo Shu Sefer Shetzorech Atel Lomobo, he needs to learn with this right now, and without doing the corrections, Lo Yuchel Lomobo, like we're going to learn in a moment in Sif Beis. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago Uletzorech Rabim, if there is a public need, then Yesh Osrim Kosh Eino Letzorech Hamoid. So then, you're not allowed to do this unless it's Letzorech Hamoed. He brings this down from the Trumas Hadeshen. The Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel explains, Lo koi agos svarim hanav. That's not going on what we just said about correcting the svarim. The Shom Bevadai hu maisi uman. That certainly is a maisi uman, and it's not allowed, but also l'kuli yama af shuhu tzorech rabim, even if it's a need for the rabim. It just has to be a need specifically for Chol Hamoed. Kosh ein l'tzorech Chol Hamoed, you're not allowed to do it for the rabim. El koi here, the Ramah is adding, Astam ksiva, just in general on writing, shul tzorech rabim, that the writing is for the rabim. What type of writing is for the rabim? So the Sharet Zion, the Chofetz Chaim adds in Ozvav, kigon ki maisa the Trumas Hadeshen shakol mevachshim achar shliach tzibur. The community wants a specific chazan to come. The kosher loy gerish yevo, and they write him a letter. Can you please come to us? Or something similar to that. That's called tzorech rabim. So this is also not allowed to be done unless it's tzorech of the moed itself. So he says, Yes Osrim, Kosh Eino Dosorach HaMoed, Sivkot and Dalid, Sviru Lehu, Distam Ksiva Maisi Umanu. Because according to this opinion that the Ramah brings down, this Machmir opinion, writing is something that an Uman does. Not everybody used to know how to do this. And according to the Yesh Matirim that he brings down from the Kobo in the next sentence of the Ramah, the Yesh Matirim in the name of the Kobo in the Beis Yosef, that opinion is, the Kok Siva Zulas Sfarim Tfilin Mezuzos, Afilu Ksubas Meruva, He says that anything other than writing Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, which is requiring obviously a great level of skill, a professional sofer to do that, so that is not allowed to be done. That's called the Maisei Uman. But any other type of printing, Afilu Ksivas Meruba, even this block type of printing, that is called Heve Kemaisei Hedjot. That is considered Maisei Hedjot. And according to the Yesh Matirin, Shein Oda Makbid Lichtol Oson Kisikunun Kokach. The person's not so makbid on how he forms every letter. If he's writing a simple letter, writing notes, so then he's allowed to do so according to the Yesh Matirin. How do we pass him? So Ramah says, V'nogul Hokel Bichsav Shalonu Shein Maisi Uman. He says, the minhag is to allow writing, our writing, because that's not considered a Maisi Uman. In the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Hey, the Chofetz Chaim adds, "Hainu b'chsav mishita." This would include k'sav mishita. What is k'sav mishita? So the Sharet Zion, we had this word previously. The Sharet Zion over here in Os Ches tells us, "Him osios dakos." They are very thin letters. Kein k'sav Rashi. They're written like in the font of Rashi, or k'sav shalon, or like our print. And the issue foot number 6, he brings down. What about other languages? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal in Sefer Zikaron brings down shenachshav gamu maisei hedjot l'shita zu. According to this, any English, French, other languages that you're writing in is considered maisei hedjot, like this mishita, unless elim kein koso ba'ofen noa b'miyuchan, unless you're writing something fancy and special, for example, like calligraphy. Sha'oz hu maisei uman, that's already considered maisei uman, and that would be forbidden to do on Chol Hamoed. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, this maisei ksav mishita, the naktina ladina, we ha'chalach liho, shazei ha'ksav, eno maisei uman. That's considered a maisei hedjot. Then he says, ayin in sif hei, We'll learn that tomorrow, the next day, where he writes, the Mavur Sham, it says there, the Af Bizeh Aksav Nogu L'Hachm L'Shanos, even when you're writing it this way, you should do it a little bit differently. But here you're doing it for public need, so then you don't even have to be Mishana. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Nira Li, She'im Ein Lehem Sefer Torah Kosher L'Kros Bo B'Tzibor. If they don't have a Kosher Sefer Torah to read with, then Mutul L'Hagio B'Chol HaMoed. Then you'll be allowed to go correct the Pasul Sefer Torah that they have on Chol HaMoed, K'dei L'Kros Bo B'Tzibor, because that's called Tzorech HaMoed, and that would be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says, the Tzorech HaMoed, this is called, as I said, Tzorech HaMoed, Afilu Maisa Uman Sharin, and there, even a Maisa Uman is allowed, commotion is barred, the Simon Tovkuf Mendalit Siv Beis, as we already learned in the previous Simon. And therefore, Sivkot and Zayin, Mutter Lahagio, you're allowed to go and correct it. Uadinim Chaserezos, if it's missing a letter, Oteva, or a word, Mutter Luchtov, you're allowed to go fill them in. The issue foot number 7 brings down the Mieshrak Sefer Echad, Ach Haserim Botagim, She'enam Akvim. If you have one Sefer Torah and it's missing some of the tagim, some of the little curlicues that are on the top of certain letters, the little zions that are on top of certain letters, and they're not ma'akiv if they're not there. It's supposed to be there, but if they're not there, it's not ma'akiv, it's a little kosher Sefer Torah. So Moshe Feinstein's that style in the Sefer Azikaron brings down Shemutal Lesachnim B'moid. These two can be fixed on Chol HaMoed. In regards to Megillos, for example, Kehelas or Shir HaShirim that are read on Chol HaMoed Shabbos, Shekor Megillah B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so then he brings down in the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan, brought down by the Shmir Shabbos Kehuchasa, Shemutu L'Saknim B'Moed, you'd be allowed to fix this as well on Chol HaMoed, Kedei Likro Bo B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed, to have it ready for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, Rav Moshe finds his etzal here in the Igros Moshe brings down Shaasa L'Saknim Megillah Shir HaShirim O'Kehelas B'Moed, you're not only go fix them, Bishum Shekol Od Rov Osiosel Kayamos, as long as most of the Megillah is kosher, it's a kosher Megillah. And while it's more Mehuder to have every letter proper, it's still a kosher Megillah, as long as more than 50% of the Megillah is there, so then it's a kosher Megillah. And he says, Afilu kishechasu rov osiosel. And even if more than 50% is gone, in lasos maisa umu tzorach akriya ba, you're not allowed to fix it with a professional because you can read Shir HaShirim and Koheles from a chumash. So ain't no chiyuv mamish. It's not a real chiyuv, and therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says that you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this. Mechaber continues and writes, V'chein b'sifrei mikra u'gemara. Likewise, if you have a chumash, if you have other Tanakh books or gemara, shetzorach likros b'moed, this is what we alluded to a moment ago, we get to in Sif Beis. If you have to go read the Mechol HaMoed, and they're not able to be read without the corrections, mut lagim b'moed mishum dehavi dover avid. You'd be allowed to go and correct it, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to learn from this, and it would be a dover avid. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Ches says, Tamua, I'm shocked over here. He says, I'm surprised. Hayocha lumo behem afilu enam ugoim. Why can't you learn from the Sefer without making the correction? So he says, Rak yase roshim b'mokam atoz. So make a little mark on the place where there's the mistake. And then, v'yachar amoid yisaklim, and you'll fix it afterwards. Why is this necessary to do on Chol HaMoed? So he says, v'tzarech lomo, it must be that we're talking about the Mayri Shemagia mitoch haseichel, that you're doing this by heart. The lo mitoch sefer acha, you're not comparing it to another sefer. And there's the concern, v'yavsho sha'acha yontif, if you wait till after yontif to go and actually fix the corrections, yishkach yunazeh, you're going to forget it. V'hevi dorva ovid, and now it's going to be too late, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to correct this on Chol HaMoed, because you're doing it from memory, and you may not remember after Chol HaMoed correctly, after yontif, you're going to forget, and therefore, it's called dorva ovid. It brings down the name of the Taz. The issue foot number 8 brings down, based upon this, Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal says, She Misha Bodek Mivchonim Begemara O Bahalacha Bemoid. If somebody's going and checking answers on a test or on a halacha shiurim that people have filled out, and he needs to go check it on Chol HaMoed, we allow him to go and check it on Chol HaMoed because maybe he's going to forget afterwards. Mutal Litzayin Liyad. Called Tshuva im Hinichon. He can go and answer right now because Yivada lo yuchol luskar arachar amoid b'chol mivchon eizet Tshuva is inichona. Umimela nechshav kidav arbi. Because if he has to go and read it now on Chol HaMoed, which you're allowed to do, and he has to go remember afterwards to go which ones are correct, he's not going to remember that, and that's why it's called a dover ha'ovid. He says, "V'tzideid lahatir afilu im mechavim alachta l'moed." And you're even allowed to do this, even if you're specifically leaving to check these tests and learn from them on Chol HaMoed. That's not a problem. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Morgan of Rum Teretz. The Morgan of Rum gives a different Teretz. And he says, the Mayri, we're talking here, Sheni Yochel Lumo Mitocho Ayde Harbe To Yosov. There's so many mistakes here that unless you correct it, it's illegible, not understandable. In any Mogir Mitchila, unless you go and fix it beforehand, you won't be able to learn from it successfully. And therefore, you're not learning from it. It's called the Dover Ovid. That's why you're allowed to fix it. Back to the Mechaber. He says, V'im ein lohem sefer Torah klal. If they don't have a sefer Torah at all, He says, if they have no Sefer Torah, and they could get 25 sofrim together, each of them will write a couple of parashios, and this way they can finish off the whole Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, and they'll have it for Chol HaMoed or the end days of the Yontif, you're allowed to do so as well. Why? The Tzorech HaMoedi, because this is a Tzorech HaMoed, Likros B'Torah B'Tzibur B'Moed, and therefore you're even allowed to do a Maisa Uman to allow you to have the laning done on Chol HaMoed and or on Yontif. The Ramah then says, Hagav Uwadin Shar Sforim. He brings down from the Truma Sadeshim and the Rokeach. The same thing would apply to other Sforim as well, not just the Sefer Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tetz, wrote to Loma, what the Ramah is adding here is, Shetzorach Lilmo Ben Bemoid, that you must learn with them a Chol HaMoed. Then, Mutu Latikom Kedei Lilmo Behem. Then you'd be allowed to go and write them over. And since they're needed for Chol HaMoed, you'd be allowed to do this. He says, Ayin and the Beis Yosef, the Mashu Shom Davki Mutzorach Rabin. But this is only allowed if it's Tzorach Rabin. Avo midivri amogin avram vagra, but from the simple understanding of the mogin avram, the reveal nagon, mashu dafil tzorachatzimut, even for yourself, you'd be allowed to go and do this. The Shaar HaTzion explains that there's slight differences over here between the mogin and the reveal nagon. Look in the Shaar HaTzion O's test for these distinctions. Now we go start Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kosev odom tfilin umezuzos liatzmo. A person is allowed to write for himself tfilin and mezuzos for his own personal usage. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Yud, Afilu Lanich and Achamot, even if he doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to do this. The Ilu Lanich and Mesoch HaMoed, because of course if he was wearing them on Chol HaMoed, Bimakom Shinogim Lanich and Chol HaMoed, for those that have the custom to wear the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the issue footnote number 9 goes through this whole discussion as to whether there is a chiyuv or not to wear them on Chol HaMoed, a famous machlokes. He gives you some of the highlights in the issue footnote number 9, Ayin Sham. So he says, even if you're writing Afilu Lacherim Shari, even if you're writing it for somebody else, to wear a Chol HaMoed, that would be allowed. Okid l'kamo and bago, as we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, in the Ramah at the end of this Mechaber in Sif Gimel. So, the next thing the Mechaber tells us is, not only can you write Tulin and Mezuzos for yourself, you could also be Tove Ayurecho Tcheles, and the Ramah is Vitzitzis, in the name of the Beis Yosef, Levigdo. You'd be allowed to go and spin for yourself while you're on your lap, holding this on your lap, the Tzitzis, for your garment. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkon Yud Aleph that Lav Dafkin has to be on your lap. Even if you're using it on the loom, it's perfectly permissible. The What he tried to say over here, when you're doing it on your lap, it didn't mean you couldn't use some sort of a kli. It just meant you can't use a big spinning wheel, because that would be too much of an afshel milsa. It makes too much noise, too much of a public commotion, and that isn't allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Beis that this is from the Magen Avraham, and he says similarly, Ma damrinan shlo yidosh b'moy b'paros mitam zeh. That's why you're allowed to plow in certain situations on Chol HaMoed. He says you can't use paros. You should use other tools to go and plow, because it's afshel milsa. Even though it would be a davar aved, and you don't have to technically do with the shinoi, but not doing with the shinoi doesn't mean afshel milsa, that you do such a big public commotion. So therefore, you can't plow with the cows, and likewise, you can't use a big spinning wheel over here as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yud Beis says you can do this for your garment. Afilu lanichan bevigdo ulavsho achamoid. Even to put it on your garment, but you're not going to wear it till after Chol HaMoed, that is allowed, as we've already explained. V'chanal. The issue footnote number 11 brings down. V'avshalinin hagos sefer Torah shayidei kach mekay mitzvah seksiva sefer Torah lohutu lahagia b'moed. Even though sefer Torah, we didn't allow you to do that, and that's a mitzvah. Unless you need the Sefer Torah to read in on Chol HaMoed. So why would the tzitzis, are you allowed to put them in now, even though you're not going to wear them until after Chol HaMoed? With tzitzis, it's different. And you're even allowed to do this, even though you don't need it until after Yom Tov is over. And he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, from the Prima Godim, Shatam Dover, the reasoning is, Mishum Shetzitzis, he mitzvah Rabbah. This is a tremendous, great mitzvah. However, he says, L'chora yesh l'smo, he says, it's very strange why we don't allow it by Sefer Torah, but we allow it by tzitzis. Because Shari b'Sefer Torah, Nesar av shemiyad mekayim is a mitzvah. Sefer Torah, you say you can't do this, even though you're going to do the mitzvah right away. Yilu b'tzitzis, enu mekayim elikhalish v'shana. But by the tzitzis, you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. No mitzvah to put things on tzitzis. We don't paskin that you're just putting the fringes on the garment is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear it. So therefore, he says, I don't understand why the tzitzis are allowed and the Sefer Torah are not. Finally, the Mechaber concludes, and he says, "Then ain lo ma yocha." But if the person doesn't have anything to eat and he needs to do this, so kosei b'mochel achem k'deifranas soso, then you'd be allowed to go and write tefillin and mezuzos even for other people and sell them because that's your parnasa. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Gimel explains, Hainu, afilo acherim enam lokim elo nichan achamoid. Even though the other people aren't going to wear them on Chol HaMoed, they wear tefillin, they don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they wear them afterwards. Nevertheless, shari is allowed. The logar mishar malachos, this is no different than any other malacha. The shari labalabais liskol zeh, pol she'en lo malacho, that you're allowed to go and hire out people that have nothing to eat on Chol HaMoed, as we've already learned previously, ugdel esim in tov kuf membeis, si'if beis. With this, we conclude today's shir.